U.S. airstrikes against militant Islamic State fighters in Iraq have helped push them back from some areas. But many regional security experts say that airstrikes alone will not be enough to stop them. Kamran Bukhari with the intelligence firm Stratfor spoke via Skype.
Air power can be disruptive, but then again, it really relies on and the quality of intelligence that you have.
Michael O'Hanlon specializes in security issues at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says such intelligence can be hard to get.
The only way to get that is with ground troops who are there to listen and talk to people, get the information from the population, and then protect the population afterwards so the sources are not killed immediately in retaliation by the extremists.
Both Bukhari and O'Hanlon say the ground troops should be Iraqi, not foreign. But Iraqi security forces seem to be in disarray. Iraqi units dissolve in the face of ISIL attacks, a failure blamed on the divisive politics of former Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
You know, you have to understand that IS did its homework here. It successfully exploited the Sunni grievances against the Shia-dominated government as well as the Kurdish regional authority in the north.
Domestic and international pressure forced Maliki out. Now the biggest challenge for the new prime minister, Haider al-Abadi, is to form an inclusive government that addresses these grievances. IS gained territory by making temporary alliances with local tribes. O'Hanlon fears the militants will use those alliances as leverage to solidify control.
Can ISIS start to assassinate or otherwise marginalize some of these other power brokers to the point where it can really hold on to power over the longer term?
Bukhari says the other key to containing the Islamic State is to counter its propaganda.
What the other side needs to do, and this is again, you know, the job of mainstream Sunnis and their regional backers, to sort of reclaim the narrative, reclaim the discourse, and basically, you know, tell people that, or at least relay the message that this is not a caliphate, and, you know, this is definitely not an Islamic State.
He says that ultimately, mainstream Sunnis must expand their hold on territory and persuade regional tribes to turn away from the Islamic State's ideology. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Washington.